Welcome back to the Radio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and this week we get our summer shorts on, where we revisit some best bits, highlights, and previously unheard footage in bite-sized podcasts for your summer listening. It's Rajar time again, and earlier in the year, I chatted with Richard Johnson, Managing Director of the market research company Hallett Arndt, about Rajar, how it's collected, and what happens to that data. I then asked Richard to go into a bit more detail about the kind of data that Rajar can collect.
It's the biggest survey, continual survey in Europe. So if you look at, let's say, political surveys, it's often a couple of thousand people. Rajar across a year is 140,000. It's enormous. The only survey that is bigger is the census.
Tell me about how the data's collected. There are these diaries.
Right, so they collect it in three ways. There is a diary, which is a paper diary, which if you go to Rajar's website, you can see. And what you would do is every quarter hour of listening that you did, you'd mark it in your diary, the day and time. Then you'd also mark how you listened to it, online, FM, DAB, whatever, and where you listened to it, at home, at work, in car. So for every quarter of an hour, people have to provide us with this bit of data. So it's a big ask getting people to do this, and they do it across a week. They're the paper diary people. There's also a computer version of the paper diary, and there is also an app that collects your listening, which accounts for a relatively small percentage of the total number of people taking part. And what we can't do, Ipsos will know this, and Rajar will know this, but what to any end user, I can't tell you where the data has come from. So if you are given the app and I can identify you, because I know your postcode, your age, et cetera, I still can't find out how you were listening, how that data was collected. And that's really to stop people going, oh, we do much better on apps than we do on paper or whatever it might be. So let's remove that argument from the room and just give you the data.
We're looking for hours listened. We're looking for reach and we're looking for share.
That's very much top line. There's secondary and tertiary things you can find out. And some of them I don't understand. One of the questions is, do you listen via headphones? I don't know quite what the advantage in knowing that is.
Yeah, I can't really understand how a radio station, how that would benefit them.
No, and I don't think it's important enough that I've devoted any time. You know, if I asked Rajar, they'd tell me why it's there. But they also look at social media. And you'd understand why they collect data on Facebook and on Twitter. Not as popular as everybody thinks. So one of the social media outlets that Rajar collect data on is, have you used Be Real in the last day, last few days, last week, last month, etc. So there's lots of data there that you might look at and just go, I don't understand. Why would anyone want to know this? But someone obviously does.
Do you find with Rajar, particularly with the paper diaries, people don't complete them or there's a fatigue as you get towards the end of the week? Is that factored in that people might just tick anything or go, oh, I haven't finished that or not do it properly?
You'd have to ask Rajar whether that's factored in. I'm sure they're aware that it's a chore that they're doing and we're not paying people to do it.
See, I used to do a show on a Friday and I was once told that I wouldn't get good figures because there would be Rajar fatigue by the time you got to the end of the week. Or was that someone just spinning me on?
Well, it's like people say, oh, listening is different at Christmas. Well, the only time Rajar is dark is over the 2 weeks at Christmas. So the answer is nobody knows. I mean, it probably is different over the Christmas holiday. Is it different on a Friday? Well, maybe there are people who go, it's Friday, I've got Rajar fatigue. I ought to say, I don't think Rajar fatigue is particularly a thing. I've got survey fatigue. Maybe reluctant to people who decide to do all their survey work on a Friday night. I don't know, you know, make of anything what you will. It's when people get good figures, they go, well, aren't we doing great? Haven't we made lots of great decisions? And when they get bad books, they go, oh, everything's terrible.
This is it, though. It's not, and I've heard this expression, it's not an exact science, but it's the best we have. Do you agree or disagree with that as a statement?
Well, the only way to get completely accurate figures is to monitor everybody at all times, you know, as to what, you know, follow you around and find out exactly what you're listening to and write it down. And that's never going to happen. This is the Churchill democracy thing. You know, it may not be perfect, but it's the best we've got. And it's a lot better than, you know, some markets, they just go and ask random people on the street. Some markets do very thin sampling. I've just been looking at one European market, and the amount of data they collect is so thin that at a sort of top level, how many people are listening, it's probably fine. But if you dig down, you're just going to get nonsense back.
How does radio evolve in the future?
Well, continually it evolves. So there are meetings that go on a very regular basis with stakeholders and with users, where things like, for instance, what should the portfolio of social media be? You'll see that there's stuff in Radar that is platooned out. Do you own a mobile? That's gone. But do you own a smartphone? Is still there. And that replaced it. And on social media, Flickr, that's gone. And something else comes in. So I think it's continually reviewed. And bear in mind, Radar's a very small team, you know, 5-6 people. And it continually evolves. We continually have only available pre-2023 because they ditched the question. And you might want to go back and have a look at what's come and gone, but it's not available now. Can I just say as well, it's just to clear up a misconception. So Radar is released at 10:30 in the morning, and we get the data at 10:30. We don't get it a week before, so we can play around with this and do anything. It's an instant thing. Everybody gets it at the same time. And in fact, the only people who see it before that are the execs at Radar and the execs at Ipsos, who see it because they want to check everything. But no, everybody gets the data drop at the same time. And then you have until midnight 01 to spin the story that you're, you know, number one for young Latinos in Shetland.
Whatever it might be. Yeah. A big thank you to Richard Johnson, and good luck with your figures on Radar Day. Come and join us at our Yorkshire Summer Social at Yorkshire Podcast Studios this Thursday, the 31st of July. It's free for Radio Academy members and £4 for non-members. Find out more on our website, radioacademy.org. And that's where you'll find all the latest news about the Radio Academy Festival on the 17th of September, and also how to apply or nominate someone for our 30 Under 30 scheme. Please like and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your pods, so you'll never miss an episode, and we'd be ever so grateful. Thanks. Next week, in another Summer Shorts episode, I chat to the content controller of Fun Kids Radio, Lloydie James Lloyd, about their Fun Kids Science Weekly podcast live tour. I'll see you next week.